Welcome in, everyone, to the Real Estate Investing Show. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor and founder of the full-service rental real estate company called Morris Invest. Yes, we are a full-service rental real estate company. We build brand new construction homes for our clients, placing tenants in those properties with our property management team. And now is a good time of the year to really start taking stock of your portfolio, because in the spirit of spring arriving this weekend, we're going to be talking about growth. Specifically, we're going to dive into the importance of keeping tabs on your portfolio's growth and some ways to stay on track with your overall goals. You know, it's an interesting time of year, right? Because some of those New Year's motivations maybe have dropped off. I mean, raise your hand, let me know in the chat, drop me a comment below. Like, have you stuck to your New Year's resolutions? Be honest. We're a friendly audience here. Let us know. Like, are there ones that have dropped off that you forgot about? Go back to your list and look at them, because I'm sure some of them have dropped off. I know some of mine have. And it's time to take stock, right? We're about to go into tax season. And there's time in this first quarter to make a few dents in your investing goals right now. Now, as a real estate investor, spring is a great time to revisit your goals for the year. Take a look at some of your progress. Many of you reached out to me. We did a whole New Year's Eve special. We did a whole end of year and planning for the new year. And many of you had really exciting goals. I'm hoping that you're still on track. I know there's been a lot of things to kind of get in our way at the beginning of this year. There's been a lot of bad weather. There's been a lot of bad economic news. Obviously, we have a war in Ukraine right now. So people want to, the Biden administration wants to blame your high gas prices on the war in Ukraine, even though that's not accurate at all. But nevertheless, we've got high gas prices. We've got a stock market that's tanking. We've got a lot of things and factors to deal with right now. By the way, we still have a pandemic that is somewhat over, but now it's kind of coming back. I don't know. Crazy. But don't let these things, these extracurricular things, derail your personal goals. I know many of you out there are relatively green in the investing space. And that's a time when some of these things can really derail your investing goals, right? When you're green, you're just getting started. A lot of times, and I hate to say this, and I don't mean this you specifically, but I know this is what we do. We look for excuses, right? When you're starting something new and you haven't yet built a habit with it yet, we look for excuses to derail us. It's just what we do. It's human beings, you know? It's why it's hard to build a habit. You might have one or two properties maybe under your belt right now. If you're just getting started, that's a great place to start. Congrats on taking action, but it's important that you keep the momentum going. Don't get too complacent in these early days. And we're going to get into a few action steps that you can take today to ensure that you're staying on track with your growth of building your rental portfolio in 2022. I have a, it's been like super like polleny and allergy-ish. What's the word? Dry? I don't know. Like, and we have this weird like dust cloud happening outside right now. So forgive me, but I'm going to need some water on today's show. So forgive me with the dry throat. I know a lot of people dealing with that right now as spring is in the air. It's getting close to being in the air. So number one on my list for things that you should do to be nurturing your portfolio in 2022 is to revisit your freedom number. Now, I know it sounds a bit like a cliche, but it really is what you need to do. Even Grover agrees with me. Right, Grover? You want to revisit your freedom number. Yeah. So the first thing you should do is to be revisiting your freedom number. Examine where you are versus where you want to go. This is incredibly important exercise because it keeps you honest and it helps you renew your motivation. Look, the best laid plans happen during the Christmas holiday, right? Again, I'm sorry if you hear the dog. He's a little excited today. So we sit down at Christmas time. We're sitting by the fire. You know, you're drinking your eggnog. You got the Christmas tree up, if that's your thing. You know, everyone's excited. You got a little time off from work, maybe. So you're sitting there with your notepad and you're kind of planning out your goals. And I know I tend to be kind of lofty, you know, kind of really shoot for the moon. I'm a Capricorn and that's my time of the year. I was born on December 31st. That's my birthday. So for me, that's a good resetting period. So when I sit down at that time of the year, I really kind of shoot for the moon. I'm like, well, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to I want to build a rocket ship. You know, you have all these big ideas, and then life gets in the way, right? Kids go back to school, you go back to work, and then January happens, and then there's bad weather, and then there's kids are home from school because of snow or whatever. You get sick, you're at home with the flu, and you know, and then now before you know it, you're in March, okay? And some of those big goals maybe haven't happened just yet, or you're just behind in them. Great. Now's the time at the beginning of this year into spring to take stock of that first quarter. What does the beginning quarter of this year look like for you? Am I 20% of the way there? Am I 80% of the way there? Great. Rejigger some things, okay? Get those numbers in line. And that's a good opportunity for you to reinvigorate your motivation. Take a look back at what you wrote at the end of December or January, beginning of January. Are you in alignment with that? What's changed in those 3 months? Have you suddenly become independently wealthy that you don't need to do what you plan to do at the end of December? Probably not. So take stock. Renew your motivation. Number two, another action step that you can take is to have a brain dump session. I love these brain dump sessions. Write down some different ways that you could potentially purchase your next property. Now, a few weeks ago, I did a video on ways to buy real estate that you might not have considered. I'd suggest go back, watch that video, and write down any strategy that you think could possibly be in your playbook for 2022. Remember, not every strategy is going to be a fit for you right now, but you should be able to come up with a few ideas that can help you move forward, okay? Now, these brain dump sessions can be multifaceted. If you follow the David Allen Getting Things Done methodology, the great book by David Allen, Getting Things Done, he's updated it and revised it recently in the past few years. It's called the GTD method, right? And what he does when he sits down with an executive who wants to go through that process, he has them clear their calendar and he wants them to do a brain dump for that first 2 days. Sometimes with these executives, he'll do it for 2 days. It's what I want you to do over the weekend. Sit down, have some coffee on a Saturday morning, and just sit down with a notepad, and I want you to write down everything that's on your mind, everything that needs to be delegated, completed, finished, all of it, okay? And think about all of the ways that you planned to invest, all of the different strategies and tactics and theories, and what do you have to work with? I have a 401k, I have an IRA, I have some money from Uncle Bob over here that I could borrow from. Put it all down on paper. Just get it out of your brain again. By the way, our brains are really a terrible place to store a lot of information. There's a great book called The External Brain. It's really interesting about brain research. It's why we don't need, that's why we like why a key dish when you bring your keys home to when you get into the house or when you're driving a car and you come home, that's why a dish by the front door is so effective because our brains are not meant to keep track of our keys all day. It's just not how our brains are meant to work. It's just not. We have so many things coming at us with emails and attention. But, you know, hundreds of years ago, we didn't, right? We had to provide food, we had to get food, and we had to like farm, and that's it. Now we've got thousands of things coming at us from all sorts of different directions and notifications and all of these things. That's why like a bowl that you put your keys when you walk in the door is like an extension of your own brain. You can always rely on your keys being in that one bowl. So get everything out of your brain, down on paper. And then I want you to start to collate some of those things, go through those things, delegate. Like these are five things I do not need to be doing. Delegate those. I've actually got a few things that I just uncovered recently that I'm like, I don't need to be doing these things. I'm actually getting in the way of success. Like if I'm involved in these things, then it's going to slow the process down. My team who's watching me right now is probably shaking their heads. Just the way it goes, right? I shouldn't be doing certain things. And there's certain things you shouldn't be doing. Delegate those. But then also getting all of those ideas down on paper as to how you're going to acquire your next rental property. What financing and funding, or is there some kind of a credit issue that you need to work on? Whatever it is, get it down on paper. Number three on my list, schedule some check-ins. Set up a meeting with literally anyone and everyone who is involved in your journey and talk about how you can reach your goals for 2022. get on the phone. I went to the doctor this morning. I have this, I hate to give you the middle finger, but I broke my finger like 3 years ago. And over the past like 2 weeks, it's just been like fat, you know? And I'm like, and it's painful. Like when I tap the side of it, I'm like, it's shooting pain. I'm like, did I break this thing again? How? I didn't, what did I do? And so I went to the doctor, I'm getting x-rays, I had to do an MRI. And he's like, I don't see a fracture here, but we need to look more closely. And he said, also, you're here because you had an elbow issue. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm doing a tune-up right now, doc. I'm here and I'm just, I want to get everything. I want to just meet with anyone who can help me advance, right? So yes, let's check the elbow also. Let's just get it down. Let's talk about it. Let's get it down. I had a conversation with our accountant the other day. I met with a real estate agent that we're working with on a project. I just want to get it all down. Just have a phone call. Get it working. Get it moving. Get it, getting on the right path. This can be your spouse. It could be a mentor. It could be a business partner. It could be your tax planning team. It could be your point of contact on our team at Morris Invest. You know, when you book a free call with our team, we're going to be friends with you for life. You know, our goal when you come over to Morris Invest and you just click on the book a call button, you might not even be ready to invest in real estate just yet. That's great. Who cares? We can at least have a conversation with you, figure out your roadmap, kind of get some planning involved and start that process moving for the, you know, over the next few years. Again, totally free. We'll spend the 30 minutes with you on the phone for free. So even if it's just my team that's going to talk with you, great. Do it. Just get off your butt and do it, right? Don't wait for something else to come along. Get off your butt and do it. Make a phone call with us. Call your accountant, call your friend, your accountability partner, or a mentor. It's easy to keep putting off these types of things because there's immediate things that are always going to need your attention. You've got to carve some time out to do these things because filling up the gas, mowing the lawn, picking up the kids from soccer camp are always going to be there. Unless you carve out that additional time, you're never going to advance. You're just not. You're not. You can fall into these routines and we need to break ourselves of this routine. It can be super impactful. Number four on my list today is consider leveraging your equity. So as you think about nurturing this portfolio, I want you to take stock of the current properties you have. How many people watching right now own rental properties? Well, what you might not have thought about is maybe now's time for me to cumulatively leverage some of those current assets that I have now and buy additional assets. Look, these interest rates are going to go up. Jerome Powell, Fed chief, has already told us that's going to happen. 25, even 50 basis points this year or more. Now, what does that mean? That means the 10-year federal benchmark rate is going to go up. And then everything else follows it. Credit card rates follow it. So do mortgage rates. Not yet. And even if it goes up a little bit, okay, like we're still at historic lows. So don't panic yourself yet. But take advantage of these interest rates right now. You know, if you've already secured your first property, you may want to consider leveraging the equity to buy your next investment. On my Q&A show, we do a Q&A show. I encourage all of you to go listen to it. I had a question just from one of our listeners the other day. He's got two rental properties and each of them have about $35,000 to $40,000 in equity. Great, that's $80,000. That's basically two down payments on two brand new construction rental properties. Like if you worked with my team, that's basically what that equates to. So whenever I hear $40,000 or $45,000, to me, like that's all you need to get started because the financing is going to cover the rest. You might be sitting on equity you didn't even think about right now. Take stock of that. Go through your portfolio or your other assets at the beginning of this year as we head into the spring. It's a powerful strategy because it doesn't require you to save up for a down payment from anywhere else. You already have it. You're sitting on it. Again, see my full video here on the channel about utilizing equity to learn more on that process. Number five on my list today is to outsource. One big mistake I often see new investors make is they're trying to do it all. I don't care who you are or how smart you are. I don't care if you're as much of a genius as me. You can't do it all. As the CEO of your real estate business, you need to be focused on big scale things like growth and planning. Don't get bogged down by tasks that you could easily be outsourcing. What I want you to do is look at the things that you're doing repeatedly. Now, just imagine I'm going to just use a business analogy here for a second, and then I'll talk about like property management in a second. But just think about, let's say you run a business, okay? And what you do, our brain dump that we talked about at the beginning, which is everything that's currently on your mind, everything that you're currently doing. Now, you could do this for your business, okay? So sit down, and I want you to write down everything that you're currently doing yourself. As a real estate investor, and you are a business owner, by the way. If you're a real estate investor, you own a business. Write down everything that you are currently doing in that process. Everything. From, let's say you're even doing stuff yourself. You're screening tenants, whatever it happens to be. But let's say you run a business, okay, separately. Let's just say you run a, that's a good example. Let's say you run a design agency, okay? Let's say you have an independent, you're a designer, you make graphics, you work from home, you've got a few people on your team that are spread out across the country, and you run a business, you run that business. Make a list of everything that you're doing as the owner of that business, from filing taxes to clicking on this website every day, writing this piece of your newsletter every day, this piece of social media every day, whatever it is. What are you doing? Write it all down. And as mundane as it might seem, even buying stamps, put buying stamps on that list if you're buying stamps. Licking those stamps if you're licking those stamps. Do it all. Put it all on the list. Then what you'll want to do is categorize them. Okay. Look at that entire list of stuff you're doing. Let's say there's 100 things on that list that you are doing. Break them down into different categories where you can begin to think about outsourcing and hiring. Okay, what I mean by categories is take all the things that would fall into a marketing category, okay? And then hire marketing team members that would fill those spots. There's 10 things that you're doing where you're doing social media management, you're writing copy, you're writing blog posts yourself, you're taking whatever it happens to be, categorize that as marketing and then hire someone in a marketing capacity to do those 5 or 10 things. Then your life will expand tremendously and your business will grow tremendously. Then what about accounting? Are you handling all of invoicing and counting the pennies and balancing the checkbook and all of that stuff? Put all the accounting things into a section, okay? And then outsource that. Hire a CPA, hire an accountant. Your life will dramatically improve. See, what people don't realize is that when you then outsource that stuff, you open yourself up for more create. You're the business, you're the pie in the sky, blue sky vision person, right? Now you can start to think about ways to expand the business, working on the business, not in the business. And the same thing goes for real estate investing. Are you managing properties yourself? You know, are you screening tenants yourself? Are you doing all of those things yourself? What about the accounting piece of this for your rental properties? Are you doing all of those things yourself? The rent collection, the taxes, the LLC structure, all of that stuff. Are you doing it all of yourself? If you're spending time in these areas, you are stunting your growth. Think about areas that you can outsource. Write them all down. Categorize them in the different chunks that we talked about. Hire somebody. Hire somebody. Go on Indeed.com. And hire somebody. Go to Upwork. I recommend hiring somebody who can work remotely for you part-time and take on those skills. Very, very simple to do. And one thing I would also suggest while we're talking about business growth is, you know, if you think, how am I going to teach somebody else how to do that? It's very simple. Just when you're about to sit down and do that task, record yourself on a video, like on a Loom video or using your webcam, and screen capture exactly what you do. Say step one, I open this website. Step two, I grab this picture. Step three, I write a little blurb. Step four, I schedule this Twitter post. Step five, I publish. Okay, there, repeatable. Write it down in a Google document and then you're gonna share that with the new person that you're hiring, okay? I'm not very good at this. I could be better at this. There's a lot of, over the years, I was really good at it and then there's just disparate parts of my business that don't lend itself necessarily to doing it that systematically anymore. But there are definitely things that I do every day that are repeatable that I could hire out for different parts of my business. So I encourage you all to do it. Maybe like me, I need to do that for certain parts of my business right now. Number six on my list, don't get distracted. Because when you're when you're distracted, you get pulled in all these different little directions. If you've already found your niche, you've got a cash flowing rental property that's building up your net worth. Great. Now, don't try to go out and reinvent the wheel. This is shiny object syndrome, guys. This is what happens. You've got two rental properties. Okay. Now you're like, well, should I get another, like a third single family, or should I go and buy a horse farm? That's what happens. I'm telling you, it will happen. Everyone watching right now who has like one or two properties, you're going to get shiny object syndrome. It's going to happen. You're amazing if it hasn't happened to you yet, but you'll be, you know, on some forum somewhere reading some blog post, and you'll read about mobile home parks, or you'll read about 100 unit apartment complexes, and you'll say to yourself, well, I've got two single families and they're great. They're producing for me. I've got two duplexes. They're great. They're producing for me. But I read a blog post about mobile home parks, or I read a blog post about storage units, or I read a blog post, or I saw somebody talking about raw land. Maybe I should do that. And then you'll get distracted. And instead of continuing the success that you've already seen, you'll derail it. You cannot have success running in two different directions. You cannot. It's like tug of war, right? You can't, if you're like, I'm going this way to success with owning single families or duplexes. I'm going this way. Now you've already owned two of them, right? And now suddenly John comes along and tells you to go this way, you know, over to mobile home park investing or whatever else, other crazy stuff, you know, and you start going this way. Well, guess what? You're not running in this direction anymore. It's hard to walk and chew gum at the same time. Trust me. Your attention and your interests are going to be derailed. And I've heard it time and time again from our investors that we work with at Morris Invest. I've had clients who own 10 properties, single families or duplexes, and they're doing great. And then suddenly they decide that they're going to go off and do some syndication deal. And then they try and go and do it. And then we've had them come back like a year and a half later, and they've told us, I don't know what I was thinking. I shouldn't have done that. I wish I would have just stayed the course. Now I've wasted a year and a half by doing something stupid. Now, but if you're really passionate about going in this other direction, go 100% in the other direction then. But don't do it halfway. And I'm telling you, it's going to happen to you. Just stay the course. It's fine to diversify. But most successful investors I know have largely stayed focused on one strategy, like I have. Single families and duplexes has been my, residential real estate has been my carte blanche. It's worked for me. Especially as you're getting started. Keep that momentum going. Keep it going. Keep it going. With all that being said, I want you to see you reach your goals, but I also don't want you to try to go too quickly, because investing is a long game. So don't put yourself in a position where you're over leveraged or you're financially vulnerable. I've seen a lot of people get burned, especially investing in the stock market, and craziness happens and they get margin called, they get craziness. I don't want you to do that. Don't over leverage yourself. Don't do anything stupid. I don't want you to see you in a pinch over a tenant turnover, right? Like a tenant moves out, it's gonna happen at some point. Now suddenly are you totally belly up and upside down because a tenant moved out? You need to put in some new carpet? Are you so over leveraged you can't handle a new water heater in a property? That should be a part of doing business. If you're over leveraged and that's painful for you, then there's a problem, right? So be smart about all of this. Growth is important, but it's not a race. There's no one beside you. You are racing against yourself. Don't pay attention to the competition in this. Set a goal that allows you to build your wealth at a sustainable rate, slowly, strategically. You know, as always, if you need help investing in your investing goals or figuring out what's next, my team is ready to help you and take a call. So again, just book a call with our team. It's totally free. Go to the website on your screen. Which is morrisinvest.com. Just go to morrisinvest.com. Click on the book a call button. A little calendar will pop up. You can put in your email address and the time of the week, or next week, next month, whatever you want to do, and click the time and put in your phone number and your email address correctly, and we'll call you at that time. we can talk about your goals and talk about real estate investing and take you one step further in that regard. And also, I should mention, please be sure to check out all of the other videos we have here on the channel. They're all free. They're all meant to help you grow financially, mentally, through and financial education that you don't get in school. So please check out all of those other videos here on the channel.